It's interesting. I wonder if you see a benefit from checkpoint inhibition as first line. What's going to be second and third? Is it just going to be what's first and second now, or what?
Yeah, I've thought about that, and I think we'll be talking about, frontline liver cancer, potentially checkpoint inhibitors, and then we'll talk about frontline TKIs. And maybe that's how we'll think about it. Rather than frontline, second line, it'll be frontline IO, and then at progression, we will have frontline TKI data, and then second line TKI, and think about it that way. And then obviously ramucirumab in there. I think an important thing that we'll learn from the phase three studies with checkpoint is what's the significance of stable disease with checkpoint. Often those dramatic responses we see occur within 3 months. So for the patient who isn't having one of those responses, whether in second line now or in the future in front line, do we continue them on checkpoint? Or if they're stable, maybe that's when we should transition them to the TKIs. I just don't know what stable disease means yet with the IO agents.
I have to ask you also, I saw that there was an abstract you had out of the drug tislelizumab, anti-PD-1 antibody. I haven't heard of it. It's PD-1?
Yeah, it's a PD-1 inhibitor. And as you know, there are just a lot of PD-1 inhibitors out there. And this is a study that's building on the early phase checkpoint inhibitor data with nivolumab and pembrolizumab. And, it's a global study in hopes to show that this drug improves survival over sorafenib. Obviously, it's behind, some of the other inhibitors, but the hope is that they will be able to complete the study before the others gain regulatory approval, just to have another option. I think it's a very exciting time in liver cancer. I think given that we have high-level evidence evolving, we need to try to work closely with our colleagues in the community, meaning hepatology, GI, interventional radiology, to help them understand that liver cancer is not the diagnosis it was 10 years ago, that we have several options available to improve survival. And it's important to get oncology involved early on in the course and to help manage those patients. Because again, there's no point in doing phase three studies and generating data if we don't get to implement it.